6月8号星期二，北京时间6月9号星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我是许湘云。我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。首先来关注今天的新闻头条。美国国务卿布林肯这个星期在对联邦国会的听证会中表示，美国将彻底追查新冠病毒的源头，同时追究中国应负起的责任。他还表示，美国正积极协助其他盟友获得新冬病毒的疫苗，包括捐赠台湾75万剂的疫苗。下面我们连线美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香。荣香你好，跟我们说说布林肯对国会听证会有哪些值得关注的焦点。
美国国务卿布林肯这个星期对于美国国会参议院外交关系委员会与拨款委员会以及美国国会众议院两个相关委员会的听证会来说明美国国务院的下年度预算。四场听证会期间，一些两党的国会参众议员非常关注目前正在进行的新冠病毒起源的调查。对此，布林肯表示将彻底调查。他还批评中国缺乏透明度，并没有完全分享讯息。下面我们来看看布林肯怎么说。
President Biden has ordered a comprehensive government-wide review to try to get to the bottom of what happened. He initiated an initial review back in March. The results concluded that it was likely to be one of these two scenarios. He's now asked on a 90-day basis for the entire government to really dig into everything we have, including working with experts to see if we can make a determination. At the same time, we're pressing the World Health Organization to move forward with its phase two study to understand the origin.
这位美国首席外交官还表示，世界卫生组织需要改革才能有效因应并且避免可能的下一波全球大流行病。布林肯还表示，美国对于敏感的科技领域将提高警觉。下面我们再来看看美国国务卿布林肯怎么说。
Spectrum.To deal with many of the things that you just raised. For example, building more resilient and diversified supply chains. Second, working with countries around the world to shine a light on the need to have trusted vendors in their networks, especially when it comes to high tech, 5G, for example, to have laws on the books to allow them to do that and to make sure that, especially when it comes to sensitive areas of their economies,or sensitive technology, they have their guard up and are not doing business with some of these vendors, to include Huawei.
星期二，拜登政府宣布将针对中国的不公平贸易行为成立一个新的供应链贸易纠察队，有效地追踪那些导致掏空美国供应链的贸易违规行为，并且通过贸易手段来予以纠正。当然，中国就是这项措施的一个对象。把现场交还给棚内的主持人许湘云。
感谢荣香发来的连线报道。在另外一方面，美国国会及行政当局中国委员会共同主席默克里和麦戈文星期二共同发表声明，呼吁苹果首席执行官蒂姆·库克剔除新疆那些与中国强迫劳动有染的中国供应商。声明还呼吁苹果公司与美国海关及边境保护局就中国的供应商进行谘商，以确保苹果的产品绝不是通过强迫劳动制造的。声明说，必须对新疆发生的暴行做出一致、强硬而且全球性的反应。最近有学者的调查认为，苹果公司与在新疆运作的公司关系密切，其中包括参与针对少数民族工人的强制性劳动力转移计划的公司。苹果公司曾表示，在他们运作的所有地方都没有发现有关强迫劳动的证据。拜登政府星期二宣布将针对中国的不公平贸易行为设立一支新的贸易纠察队。美国政府资深官员表示，这支由美国贸易代表办公室领导的供应链贸易纠察队将追踪那些导致掏空美国供应链的具体贸易违规行为，然后通过贸易手段加以纠正。中国当然是这一措施的一个对象。资深官员还透露， 美国财政部也在考虑针对广泛用于马达以及其他工业器具的乳磁铁进口对国家安全的影响启动232调查，而美国乳磁铁的进口主要来自中国。美军印太司令、海军上将阿奎利诺向拜登政府追加$8.9亿的拨款。外交政策杂志6月8号援引独家获得的一份内部预算文件报道了这一消息。目前印太地区的大国角力瞬息万变，美国在该地区的领导地位面临中国的挑战。阿奎利诺追加的拨款中有2.31亿将用于在关岛加强防空和导弹防御，这里处于中国火箭和导弹的射程之内。另外有1.14亿将用来改善阿拉斯加和夏威夷的设施，以确保他们能与在西太平洋演习的美军保持电子通讯。此前该司令部提出的预算是$51亿。美国最大的燃油管道运营商殖民管道公司在今年5月份遭受俄罗斯黑客组织黑暗面发起的勒索软件袭击之后，以加密货币比特币向黑暗面支付了大约$500万的赎金。而美国司法部星期一宣布，在执法单位的通力合作之下，已经追回了其中大约$2.3 million的网络勒索赎金。来看报道。
DarkSide and its affiliates have been digitally stalking U.S. companies for the better part of last year, and indiscriminately attacking victims that include key players in our nation's critical infrastructure. Today, we turned the tables on DarkSide.
Based on our investigation into DarkSide and incredible work with other U.S. government partners, we identified a virtual currency wallet that the DarkSide actors used to collect a payment from a victim. Using law enforcement authorities, victim funds were seized from that wallet, preventing DarkSide actors from using them.
Emphasize to leaders of corporations and communities alike, the threat of severe ransomware attacks pose a clear and present danger to your organization, to your company, to your customers, to your shareholders, and to your long-term success. So pay attention now. Invest resources now. Failure to do so could be the difference between being secure now or a victim later.
数百名环保活动人士和原住民，包括影星简·方达，聚集在一起抗议明尼苏达州北部建造沥青刷管道。活动人士表示，要制止这条管道的修建，保护当地的土地，支持原住民朋友为子孙后代拥有清洁的水源和空气而战。随后，活动人士和警方发生了冲突，一些人士被捕。请看报道。
This shouldn't be happening. Enbridge should not be building a replacement pipeline through the state of Minnesota and through these waters. And the way that they're taking the risk to build this, I'm willing to take the risk to stop this.
I still have hope that we can stop this, and we have to. It's too hot these days, and We need our water. We need pure water, and we can't have the oil mixed in it. It's not going to work.
Talia, I'm ready to be arrested. We need to stop this pipeline in order to protect this land, to support our indigenous friends, to fight for a world in which our children have clean water and air.
We held the site down for over 8 hours. That's because we ultimately want land back, right? This land does not belong to Enbridge. It doesn't belong to the cops. It doesn't even belong to Minnesota. It belongs to indigenous people.
July 23rd开幕的东京夏季奥运会有四个新的运动项目。冲浪、运动攀岩、滑板和空手道，美国运动员将参加所有四个新项目的竞赛，而且获奖凯旋的机会不错。来看报道。
冲浪比赛将在距离东京大约64公里的西达西塔海滩举行。美国冲浪队主管说，美国运动员已做好准备。
And the waves are breaking over sand, and they're generally not super powerful, like you would find in Hawaii.But they're, you know, Caroline Marks grew up in Florida, so she's really used to those types of waves. As did Chloe Andino growing up in San Clemente. So I think our chances for medaling are really good.
四届世界冠军卡丽莎·摩尔今年28岁，是队伍最年轻的成员，预计她有很大的机会获得奖牌。
I've just kind of been surfing and training like I would for a normal event. And I think the more time I've had has actually let me kind of go back to a basic level and really like look at my surfing and see where I could make improvements.
总之，共有40名运动员在冲浪项目角逐，男女选手更20名。他们都将在讲究操作技巧出名的短板项目竞争。滑板运动将包括两个赛项，第一个是街头滑板。强调城市环境和公共空间的平地花招、摩擦、滑行和腾空。第二个是在特殊坡道上进行的公园滑板运动。在争夺奖牌的80个运动员当中，有16个是美国人。16岁的布莱斯·维特斯坦赢得2019年全国女子公园滑板锦标赛冠军，是美国队顶尖的奖牌竞争者，被许多人看好。
I want everybody.This year to see that skateboarding can be everything. Because a lot of times the things that emerge out of skateboarding are that you never really see the full picture of skateboarding when you have just one person because so many people do it in a different way.
在运动攀登项目的竞争预期会相当激烈。
With only, you know, two men and two women representing USA, that's a really high performance that's going to be required to make it not only obviously to the games, but to make it to the qualification, out of the qualification round in Tokyo, and then also into the finals. We just hope they have their best performance on both of those days.
运动攀登项目主要有三种考验，速度、攀岩和领先。速攀要求两个攀登者对抗，两人都要攀登一座15米的高的墙。在攀岩项目，运动员在指定时间内在一道4.5米高的墙上通过几条固定路线攀登上去，而在领先项目，他们要在指定时间内试图在一道15米的墙壁上尽量爬高。而在东京的比赛，这三项将合并举行。
I feel like proud for the sport of climbing.And for the community behind it, because I think that it has a lot to offer the world, and being on the Olympic stage will help it spread what it has to offer. Aside from any result, I just want to compete my best
美国空手道队仍在决定参赛阵容。到目前为止，只有博米英确定进入女子个人竞赛的队伍。
I can't tell you how much I've given up in my pursuit of just chasing the highest level of sport. It's an awesome feeling to know that we reached the pinnacle of sport. You know, there's nothing bigger or greater than the Olympics.
运动员也将在棒球和垒球项目争夺奖牌，这些是在大流行病中断之后恢复的相当新的运动项目。美国之音记者莫斯卡科夫华盛顿报道。
香港反送中运动这个星期届满两周年，当年20岁的邵兰就读香港城市大学公共行政与政治学系，他以香港大专学界国际事务代表团的身份，在美国、英国、德国、瑞士等地进行游说工作和演讲。在港版国安法通过之后，邵兰从香港搬到美国华盛顿近郊定居，为非政府组织香港监察工作，并在去年的12月在美国国会就香港议题作证，敦促美国政府以难民政策支持香港的民主。今天我们请邵兰来到我们节目。邵兰你好。
你好。
邵兰，首先回顾一下哦，2019年反送中运动期间，你印象最深刻的是什么？
我觉得对我来说，印象最深刻的是当时2019年的6月15日，有一位香港的抗争者。梁凌杰先生，他站在中环的一个商场的顶楼上面，宣就是大概是以死相见，然后去要求政府去撤回这个逃犯条例修订，然后也去呼吁香港人去反抗暴政。然后第二天我们就有200万香港人上街游行，我觉得这对我来说是印象最深刻的一个事件。
邵兰，那为什么你在2020年的时候选择要离开香港？你在香港的朋友他们现在的处境如何呢？
我在2020年的9月份离开香港，然后当时的考虑主要有两个。第一，就是因为在2020年的7月份，港版国安法在香港就生效，然后当时我自己和家人都受到很多的骚扰，然后我也发现自己有被不明的人士跟踪，所以当时其中一个考量就是可能自身安全的问题。可是另外一个更重要的因素，就是因为我在思考要如何去最好的利用自身的一些身份还有就是能力去继续为这场运动付出，所以就做出了离开香港来到华盛顿的一个决定。然后我的朋友就主要是参加社会运动认识的朋友，很多都正在审讯过程当中，也有很多朋友已经在服刑，也当然有很多朋友因为面临政治检控的一个威胁，所以被迫要跟我一样就离开香港，要流亡海外。
是邵兰，那反送中运动届满两周年，你有什么样的感受？
我自己的感受其实还蛮复杂的，因为一方面我很为香港人2年以来的坚持和付出很感动，可是当然另一方面也会觉得很心痛，要看见很多的香港人为争取自己的最基本的人权还有民主自由而付出很沉重的代价。然后另外就也很担心中共未来对香港进一步的打压。
对，那我知道你在美国和许多国家都有游说的经验，你也曾经在美国国会作证，那在你和美国国会议员交流的时候，你感觉他们最关心的是哪些部分？
我觉得 比如说民主、自由和基本人权，这些作为我们的普世价值，当然一直都有很多美国国会议员还有其他国家的政治人物很关心这方面的问题。可是当然我们看到随着中共的一个透过统一战线还有透过红色资本对美国对其他国家很多界别的一个渗透，我们看见很多的美国国会议员和其他国家的政府政治人物都逐渐对比如经济金融这一方面更加关心，去希望去思考要如何去抗衡中共对于美国本地的一个渗透，也很专他们也逐渐开始在思考要如何提升美国对国家安全方面的考量，还有是如何提高我们自己的竞争力来去抗衡中共一直的无限扩张。我觉得这是近期美国政界比较关心的议题。
嗯，那你认为目前港人前往海外的资源是否足够？你期待美国扮演什么样的角色呢？
我觉得其实很多国家都已经在考虑推行或者已经推出这个救生艇计划，去让香港的抗争者可以去移居海外。可是要帮助这些抗争者去融入当地，我们还是需要有更多的资源去帮助他们适应新的生活。然后对于美国的话，我自己很期望美国可以起到一个领导者的角色，去带领更多的自由世界的国家去建立一个民主联盟，去对抗中共的扩张还有渗透。
嗯，那我知道上个周末呢，你在华盛顿举办了纪念六四的烛光晚会。六四事件发生的时候，你还没有出生。那你以前在香港就会参与像是维园纪念六四的活动吗？还是说是在反送中之后才开始关心六四？
我自己在香港的时候，从初中就有开始参加六四的纪念活动，可是到高中到大学的时候，我对自己的政治立场有更深入的一个认识。我也有杯葛过支联会举办的维多利亚公园的烛光晚会，而改为去参加一些其他组织进行的纪念活动。可是我觉得今年的话，六四的纪念活动对我来说又有另外一个意义，因为过去的31年，香港人都可以很自由地举办不同的烛光晚会，而我作为香港人也有去选择参与与否的一个自由。可是今年来说，香港政府禁止我们举办这个六四的烛光晚会，我们已经失去了选择是否参与的自由。所以我觉得我们更加要去纪念六四，然后铭记历史。
赵莱恩和我们分享你的看法。
谢谢。
嘉宾发表的言论为个人观点，不代表美国之音。接下来为大家播放一条来自 Plus One 加一频道的视频。Plus One 是美国之音旗下新推出的视频栏目，该栏目旨在为年轻华人打开一扇了解当代美国的窗户，介绍最有特色的美国特色的话题、故事以及轻松有趣的人文科普，为美中年轻一代开启新的交流和对话。
Generally, most of my friends don't own houses. I think a lot of folks are still in apartments and also they have roommates. So for us to own a house, it's pretty rare. Never imagined that I would be in a position to buy a house that had a bathroom, like a master bath. Hi, I'm Angie McPherson and I'm 33 years old. I work on the web team in digital media for a nonprofit in Washington, D.C.We purchased our house in 2018 when I found out I was pregnant, and it was $346,000. We wanted to buy a single family home, and it was the closest we could get to the city.
You can come in. This is Toby's room. Space themed, because I've always really cared about space, and as soon as we saw this mobile, he points up sometimes and he says, there's the sun.
And this is the master bedroom. We fell in love with it because you can look out the back window and see bamboo. My grandpa is Japanese, and his last name is Sasaki, which means bamboo. Our first house we bought in 2016. At the time, there was a Virginia, like, first-time buyers program. And so that afforded us the down payment. We only had to save, like, a couple thousand dollars. And my grandma also gifted us a little bit. So that way that helped us to get into the market for the first time.
This is my husband, Alistair.
Hi.
And we met at school. The amount I make is around $1,600 every 2 weeks. Alistair makes $1,300 every 2 weeks. We pay about $2,000 every month for the mortgage. Student loan debt, which is, I think we pay $400 a month for that. Daycare is $700. So those are all of our big expenses. It's definitely stretching our bottom line. I incurred $65,000 in student loan debt after my master's program. I'm paying it back slowly with a specific program called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Over a 10-year period, if you pay back a specific amount that you, like, you can pay with your income, after that 10 years, the rest of the loan will be forgiven. I'm at year 4 in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, and hopefully, if nothing happens to it, then my student loan will be dissolved after that amount of time. Northern Virginia, but make the commute to Washington, D.C., which some people find odd that we can sometimes cross between Virginia, D.C., and Maryland all in one day or even within like an hour. I get to work from home 2 days out of the week, which is really nice. It just gives me a couple extra minutes in the morning so I can get the baby over to daycare or over to my grandma's house. I love my job. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I've bought into the mission of protecting and promoting public health. My mom is from Hawaii. Her background is Filipino, Japanese, Chinese, and my dad is from Texas, and his background is Mexican, Spanish. My husband is British. He was recently naturalized, so Toby is all sorts of new American. I know a lot of people who grow up in their hometowns and then they stay there their whole lives, and I didn't want to be that person. But somebody in my family got really sick, and it led me to a place where I realized how important family was in my life. I just wanted to be there for the cakes, the birthday cakes, the celebrations, and my family's really close. I went as a journalist to Greece in 2017 to try to cover the refugee crisis. I fell in love with the issue area and the people, and I've made friends. So this is a piece of art from a refugee camp in Athens, and it's an artist who's from Afghanistan who got to Lesbos with her husband and her 3 kids. I don't make a lot of money, but I know that that's not what matters in all of this. It's the fact that if you can go and help in whichever way you can, then at least you're showing that you've done something in the midst of this massive humanitarian crisis. I got the word for peace in Arabic on my wrist to always remind me that peace is your everyday actions. It's how you can make the world a peaceful place through every single little thing that you do, through your interaction with a person at a store, to the way that you raise your kids. But having that peace in your heart and letting them see it through you.
感谢您收看今天的美国观察，我们明天见。